The U.S. Senate's answer to the House Republicans' One Big Beautiful Bill Act includes proposals that advocates for public lands say would decimate the National Park Service and those that rely on it, including some Montana towns. The reconciliation bill proposes dropping nearly $270 million earmarked for the National Park Service in the Inflation Reduction Act. That comes in the wake of a 17% reduction in collective park staff since 2023. Michelle Ubaraga with the National Parks Conservation Association says stress is high in her Yellowstone-centric town.
Little rural gateway communities like ours not only are really dependent upon Yellowstone for our economy, but our friends and neighbors are employed in the parks, on public lands. So yeah, people are really concerned and upset.
In a letter to the Montana congressional delegation, the Gardner Chamber of Commerce noted that tourism brought in more than $260 million in non-resident spending to Park County in 2023, a significant chunk of the state's $5.8 billion industry. More than 4.7 million people visited Yellowstone last year, the second highest number on record. While she's confident that Yellowstone staff will serve visitors well, Ubaraga says she worries about them.
They're spread thin, morale is low, and they really need people and Congress to stand up for national parks and to make sure they have the funding, the resources, and the staff to continue to be America's treasures.
Vice President J.D. Vance has said he expects a version of the mega bill to be passed by the July 4th recess. Daniel Hart, also with the National Parks Conservation Association, points out another concern he has with the Senate bill.
There's a requirement to basically push for as much oil and gas leasing in the Western United States on public lands as possible, which could cause extreme problems environmentally to the national parks, but also can cause problems with visitation.
Plus, the Senate bill proposes selling off public lands in 11 states, although Montana isn't one of them. I'm Kathleen Shannon with Big Sky Connection. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.